This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is returning to Washington after 2 days of talks with Turkish and Saudi officials to brief President Donald Trump on what he learned about the fate of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Turkey believes he was murdered after entering the Saudi consulate in Istanbul October 2nd. Speaking with reporters en route, Pompeo said it was reasonable to give the Saudis more time to complete their investigation.
We had very direct conversations about this, the seriousness of this, how serious President Trump is taking this, how serious the United States will take this. No one should mistake that we're looking to see the results of these investigations too. And we think it's important that they get them right. And we're hopeful it'll happen quickly as well.
Mr. Trump insists he's not giving cover to the Saudis, traditional U.S. allies, but he just wants to find out what happened.
They're an ally and they're a tremendous purchaser of not only military equipment, but other things. When I went there, they committed to purchase $450 billion worth of things and $110 billion worth of military. Those are the biggest orders in the history of this country. So they're an important ally, but I want to find out what happened, where is the fault, and we will probably know that by the end of the week.
The Saudis have denied Khashoggi was murdered, but U.S. media outlets report Riyadh will acknowledge he was killed in a botched interrogation at the consulate. Security forces in the Indian Ocean archipelago of Comoros shot dead at least two protesters Wednesday and wounded several others as deadly clashes over constitutional changes continue. Protesters oppose President Azali Assoumani's plan to extend term limits, ending a tradition of rotating the presidency among the nation's three main islands. The opposition has called June's referendum illegal. This is VOA News.